So the 31-year-old teacher that we saw on national television, just like these other so-called lone wolf assassins who we see featured in BlackRock commercials and Ukrainian ads, this guy was on national television. He had invented something, brakes for a wheelchair, something like that. But this guy, this 31-year-old lone wolf would-be assassin, this stone-cold, calculated killer who didn't want a traitor and a pedophile leading his country anymore, according to the manifesto, which again, multiple different analyses have concluded that it was an AI-generated manifesto. But I digress. This manifesto says that, you know, he just didn't want a pedophile and a traitor running our country anymore, which I can feel that. I feel that. That's the sentiment. But you see, what's happening here is they're changing the paradigm. There's a shift in language. And Project Esther is being rolled out right now. So if you say that you feel that your country is being ruled over by a pedophile or a traitor, that would be linked back to Israel. That would be critical of Israel. And of course, according to Project Esther, that would be illegal. That would be a criminal offense, according to the Noahide Courts of Justice. And if you are convicted in the Noahide Courts of Justice for violating the Noahide laws, well, that is punishable by death. And that's not a Stu Peters conspiracy theory. That's not something that I dreamt up. That's written in the Noahide laws. That's what these people tell you. So soon, just saying, you know, I suspect that Trump is implicated in the Epstein files, that would be a violation of the Noahide laws. According to Project Esther, you would then, by extension, be classified as a Hamas support individual or network or organization. And by extension, you would be deemed a terrorist. And that gives this occupied government the permission slip that it needs to treat you accordingly as a terrorist, as an enemy combatant. And that leads to, of course, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, imprisonment indefinitely. You have no more constitutional rights, not that you do anyways, but just overtly, they would erase those, and then you would be, of course, subject to capital punishment because you are an enemy combatant of the United States. You're a terrorist. That's where all of this is going. And this stone-cold assassin, by the way, this would-be assassin, he drove across the entire country from Torrance, California, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, to Washington, D.C. You can't make a longer road trip in this country. And that's what he did. And he did all of that from coast to coast with a foldable shotgun and at least one handgun and a bunch of knives. And he was on his way to the hotel where he had no idea what he was going to run into. What would you expect if you were going to go to a venue that was hosting the President of the United States, arguably, or what we are supposed to believe is the most powerful man in the free world, the leader of the free world? What would you expect to be there in the way of security? Bomb-sniffing dogs, apprehension dogs, multiple. Helicopters, military, surveillance systems, thermal imaging, satellite spy devices, all sorts of surveillance technology. And then the amount of, you know, manpower that would be there as well, from the Army National Guard, to Secret Service, to the Metropolitan Police, the DC, the Capitol Police, like everybody, the FBI, they would all be there, of course. It would be an impenetrable venue. And he didn't know. He had no idea, but he knew that he was going to have a shot. And then to be able to get into this place with a foldable shotgun and, you know, handguns. Max Egan, who is our featured guest today, actually, we'll stream on right now. Max said, you know, a further point that you made was not only that, but President Trump has never been to these White House correspondents press dinners. So yeah. Why would he go when, you know, historically the president has never been there before?
Exactly. Why would you choose that venue if you were going to go and assassinate Donald Trump? And apparently he got there the day before and checked in early, and that's his excuse for getting past security, apparently. But none of it makes any sense at all. This is, it's just, I mean, it's the same as the whole Butler thing. Like, everybody happened to be there, all his staff, everybody's there. And Trump traditionally never goes to these things. Back at the Butler event, you saw all the of the media there, like BBC, Sky TV Australia was there. Everybody was there for this event in Butler, where no one's ever covered any of his speeches before. So all of these things are staged and contrived right when he's losing popularity, and people are calling him out for the Epstein files. And you made an important point there, is that this manifesto, there's of course always a manifesto, has said that it's accused Trump of being a pedophile and whatever else it said, a child molester or whatever.
A traitor.
And, yeah, traitor and a pedophile. And so, yeah, if you start looking at the Epstein files, then possibly, and accusing Trump of being heavily involved in them, then possibly you're someone who's going to go to events and shoot people up. So this is the way they're playing this. You know, and if you criticize Israel, well, you must be a terrorist. You're not allowed to even question this sort of stuff. This is the sort of stuff they've done in Australia with the Bondi shooting. There's new laws that have come in Australia, because there was just recently a report as well that said that the Bondi shooter was inspired by the genocide in Gaza. So if you even call the genocide in Gaza a genocide, and you speak out against that, then you're potentially a shooter. And they brought in new laws in Australia where ASIO, which is like the Australian version of NSA or CIA, they can just basically pick anybody up off the street. They don't have to even be suspected of a crime or have committed a crime. They can just pick you up. They can confiscate all your stuff, check it all out, and just check everything out about you, hold you for as long as they want. If they decide to charge you, they can. But if they don't and they just let you go, then you're not allowed to tell anybody about it. And if you tell anybody that you were picked up by the police and they went through all your stuff, you can get 5 years jail. And you don't have to be guilty of anything. And with the new laws that have come in Israel, the new execution laws, 10,000 to 11,000 prisoners held in Israeli jails, Palestinian prisoners held in the most brutal, torturous conditions. They've passed new legislation where now they can only hold them for 3 months and then they are executed. There's no trial, there's nothing. If you are arrested, if you are a Palestinian and you are in an Israeli jail, then you can be held for 3 months and then executed. That's it. So, and this is who's in control of the US government. This is who is moving into control everywhere around the world. I mean, I've done reports recently where I spoke about the Jewish enclaves that are being set up in upstate New York in that village, Kiryas Yoel, where they're having 17 to 18 children each. There's another one in Lakewood, New Jersey, where these are Jewish enclaves and they're taking over all of the neighboring villages as well. They're doing the same in Ukraine. They've got Jewish-only villages with their own police and their own guards keeping other people out. They're doing the same in Patagonia, in Argentina. They're doing the same in Romania. They're now talking about turning Baja Peninsula, Mexico, into a new Jewish country. They've bought 40 Greek islands, and they're also now doing this in the Philippines. They're trying to move into the Philippines and take up whole islands and set up little Jewish enclaves all over the world. So it's like fifth columns in all of our countries. And if you speak out against any of this, then you're seen as anti-Semitic and possibly someone who might shoot the president and all this sort of stuff. This is how it's all being played. And it's all being run by the same people. And this event, I mean, this is so staged and it's so predictable. It's the third time that they've done it. You think they'd think up a new script, you know?
And soon that will be the case. I'm talking about these enclaves that you were speaking of. I didn't know anything about that in upstate New York.
Check this will be the case. It's insane. Check it out. It's called Kiryas Yoel, and they're all on welfare, and they're having 17 to 18 children per family. And they're doing the same in Lakewood, New Jersey. Check it out.
That seems fiscally responsible. I can't support myself. I need government assistance, but I'm going to go have 17 or 18 kids. That just doesn't seem to math for me, but that's probably anti-Semitic too. That's coming to Cuba. It's coming to Venezuela. It's coming to Colombia. It's coming to probably Mexico and Canada and all the other places that Trump has named to create this, you know, American imperialist superstate which will then, of course, be subservient to the Israeli superstate. So yeah. That controls the, you know, everything in this huge landmass that will be called, I don't know, the Greater North America.
And you look at how dilapidated the United States is getting as well. Like looking at Lakewood, New Jersey, as an example. What these people do is they move in massive amounts. They buy up massive amounts of real estate. If they find that there's houses for sale, you get one millionaire, multimillionaire go in there, he'll buy up 100 homes. And then he'll donate them to the Zionist cause. And all these Jewish families will move in. And then they'll start looking for new rights for themselves. We need to be recognized and part of the community. They'll join the local councils. And then they end up employing all their other members in the local councils. They could kick all of the locals out. And then when all the funding comes in, the federal funding for the school system, it all goes towards Jewish private schools, and all the funding gets cut from the public school system, and all public infrastructure suffers, and all of the Jewish infrastructure gets built because you've got Jews on the council and they're controlling the council. And their whole response is, well, if you don't like it, move somewhere else.
What do you think about this ballroom? They keep pushing on this ballroom, like everybody. You saw that, right? Where every single, you know, pro-Israel, war-loving neocon, simultaneously, all of these Trump sycophants were all over social media saying, this is why we've got to build this ballroom. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's another reason for that. I mean, Trump is such a malignant narcissist that he wants to leave this legacy behind. He wants to build that arch as well. You've seen that 250-foot arch that he wants to build? Big white.
I haven't
arch.
Seen that. I've seen Trump Gaza. I've seen Kushner Rafa.
Like he wants to build this arch in Washington, like the sort of, it's 250 foot high and it's white and it's got gold angels and gold, you know, stuff all over it. Like it's white and gold. And he wants to leave these legacies behind. He wants to have this ballroom. And so, yeah, now you can see why we need a ballroom with bulletproof glass and all this security and stuff, because look what this terrorist just tried to do. This guy who thought Trump was a pedophile, thought the Epstein files were real. This is why we need the ballroom. You know, and it's all,
and not only that, but it's going to have a military bomb bunker in it. It's going to have advanced telecommunications equipment in it. It's gonna, like, you know, it seems like it's going to be a base of military operations. Yeah, and they've hired a Jewish architect to build it. And it looks like a temple.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you look at all this stuff and think Hunger Games. This is where it's going. You're going to get Washington looking like extravagant to a ridiculous gaudy degree, like this huge white arch with gold trim. It's the gaudiest looking thing you've ever seen, and so is the ballroom going to be. And the rest of society just gets more and more dilapidated. It's more Hunger Gamesy than anything else, and Trump just wants to leave this legacy behind. He's been caught out on so many things, and he's made like something like $4 billion in the last 12 months. His whole family. One of the richest families in America now. It's insane how much money.
Do you think it's really as simple as that? Just like something extravagant and something that Trump gets to leave behind? Or do you think that there's more to this ballroom?
Well, there's probably all sorts of stuff going on underneath the White House anyway. So it could be an extension of that. But I think a lot of it is just him, his ego. A lot of it. I think a lot of it is just his ego. I mean, I don't know. Trump's a hard one to figure out. It's hard to know why he does anything that he does. I mean, he's 80 years old. He's not going to be around for much longer. And I think
it looks to me like he just does everything that his paymasters ask him to do, threaten him, compromise. I mean, he's just so owned in every single way that he's just 100% doing whatever this Talmudic tribe, you know, the Rothschild cabal says that he's going to do. He does it.
Yeah. Well, even with this whole Iran thing. I mean, this has been so contrived. This whole war in the Middle East is also contrived to shut down the supply chain. But everyone's got to be prompted into it. You know, like the Iranian people have got to view the West, because the Iranian government is just as involved as the United States government. But the people, in order to get the people to support the government, you've got to convince them that the West is this, you know, they all worship Baal. They're all pedophiles. So the Epstein files and all this sort of stuff's got to come out and be used as a focal point for the Iranian people to rally behind their government. And then you've got the United States has to rally behind their government to go and wipe out Iran. So Iran's been portrayed as this place where women are forced to walk around wearing black burqas and stuff, when none of that's true.
Just not true.
Yeah, everybody's been given a false perception of each other in order to create this war of East against West. And what it's all about is depopulation, shutting down a supply chain and depopulation, getting the East and the West to kill each other off, while these little enclaves are being set up of all these people that it's against the law to criticize, and they've got to have extra guards and extra police to keep them safe. I mean, in my last video, I showed that village in Ukraine. There was an American people that were trying to escape the war in Ukraine and get back to the United States. They booked a motel in this particular village. They got to a checkpoint along the way, and they couldn't get in because they had U.S. passports. They didn't have the little hair. They weren't Hasidic, so they wouldn't let them into the town. They had to go to a different town and get a different motel in a different town. So this is happening all over the world. While everybody else is killing each other off, all of these safe enclaves are being built everywhere. Perhaps that's what, I mean, that whole ballroom. I'd like to know what's going on underneath it, you know? I'd like to know what's going on underneath it. But also, I mean, the whole shooting, it kind of justifies why we need this, you know? Trump's just so genius. He just thinks ahead of all this sort of stuff, you know? We've needed this for so long, so it'll stop all these assassination attempts, you know?
What do you think about the police response there? I mean, this is not how executive protection details are trained to tactically respond.
No. Well, they pulled Vance out first before they pulled Trump out. And everyone's sitting around looking horrified and stuff. As soon as there was a shot fired, you should have had people straight in front of Trump, you know? I mean, none of it made sense. None of it made sense at all. Even on the camera, the way the guy came running through. And that on social media where they deleted his profile, he's there with the IDF T-shirt on and all this sort of
That's
stuff.
That's right, I mean, yeah.
It's the same people doing the same things.
People were asking me on X, well, how would Israel be involved in this one? I'm sure Israel's involved in this too. Well, it just so happens that the lone wolf 31-year-old school teacher from Torrance, California was on social media wearing an IDF sweatshirt.
Yeah, exactly. And his name was searched in Israel 12 hours before as well. And there's a really strange thing. There's the strangest, creepiest thing that I saw was actually on Jeff's last video, where there was a guy, I can't remember his name, but he was the name of a genuine NASA employee, and he'd opened up an X profile, and he'd made one post on his X profile back in 2022, and the post was David Cole. Isn't that the name of the shooter, David Cole?
Yeah, it was Cole Thomas Allen. But yeah, it was the full name of the alleged, you know, gunman, would-be assassin, shooter from Saturday night in D.C. That's the only tweet. And this guy was allegedly a former employee of NASA, which is also very interesting.
And the picture behind him, the AI-generated image behind him, did you see that?
I didn't.
Tripped-out, colorful image. But if you superimpose a picture of Donald Trump holding his arm up, you can see it there in this psychedelic image. What is this? Is this some type of matrix? What is that? Why is that there? Go and have a look. Jeff got it in his last video. It's just really kind of trippy.
I'll have to go check that out.
What's that doing there? And why is that the only tweet that this guy made? Who is this guy? You know?
Are you coming to the United States soon?
I am, actually. I'm going to the United States. I was just in the United States, but I'm going back there again probably next week or the week after, because I want to go and see my friend in Arizona, who I have had on the Tesla machine since November, because she had breast cancer. And she seems to be doing pretty well, but it's been very hard to catch up with her. I mean, she actually does wine tours. Her name is Rachel Reinstra. She used to do a wildlife docs show on Fox or something like that. She was part of the Hollywood thing. Then she found out what she was swimming in and started tweeting about it. So they kicked her out of Hollywood pretty quickly. So now she does wine tours in Sedona. And she was pretty in a bad way. She was diagnosed with breast cancer back in November. So I actually spoke to the Tesla guys and we got a machine tour and I took it up to her. And she's been on that, and now she's actually out doing tours again. Like, I haven't been able to catch up with her through April, because April is the busy season for wine tours, and she's out there pumping, doing the wine tours. So I'm assuming that she's doing pretty well. But so I want to get up and catch up with her in May, and that's why I'm going to go back next week while I still can, while travel's still available, because I don't even know how long that's going to be possible, you know?
You don't talk a lot about the Tesla technology or the machine, but you've had a considerable amount of experience with it, actually, between Bell's palsy and myocarditis.
Well, look, I have, and my nephew has one, and he uses it on people in Australia. And he's had some pretty good results. I mean, there was a 5-year-old kid who also had a stick, fell over, got a stick in his eye, healed up that eye pretty quickly. Jeff showed me a dog, like one of their dogs here, Cielo, had a really bad eye. Apparently, he healed that up pretty quickly as well. I mean, I'm not good at selling things. I've managed to keep commerce out of my activism in everything that I've done. I mean, I can recommend things to people, and I've never done anything I've done. I've never tried to sell anything, and I've never felt comfortable selling anything. Even when I used to do artwork and stuff when I was younger and I was just living on the street, I used to give a lot of it away, and I used to allow people to give me what they could. Even when I've done different medicines like Cambo, which is the frog venom, which makes you vomit and pulls all the toxins out of your body. That a lot of people charge hundreds of dollars for this treatment. I just give it to people and let them give me what they can. It's just the way it's kind of like a more kind of a Buddhist way of looking at the world. I just give to the world, and I allow the world to give back to me what it can and what it is able to.
Well,
And I've
here I
always
have no
believed that
shame
if
in
my
pushing
heart
the
is in the right.
technology that I think is changing people's lives. I just, I know what it did for me in allowing me to get back in the gym. And when Jeff was like, "Hey, we want to tell the world about this Tesla technology. Would you help us with that?" Yeah, absolutely. I will definitely do that. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that have had miraculous encounters with this Tesla technology. I watched it in Acapulco 2 years ago and Puerto Vallarta this year, where of course there was another false flag and buses and cars all at one time just simultaneously blowing up while Max Egan was out there in the street smiling and taking videos and saying, "Hey, we're going to the beach, we're going to the buffet, it's a beautiful day in Puerto Vallarta." So I know that you've had amazing experiences with it, and I understand the sentiment. I do, I get it.
I do like I've seen amazing stuff with it though. I mean, I'm uncomfortable promoting anything for sale. That's just who I am. I've always lived that way. It's kind of more like almost like a Buddhist way of living, like I said. I mean, I don't consciously think of it that way, but when I think about it, that's the closest thing I can relate it to. But it's just the way I've always been. But yeah, I mean, I've used it, and I do use it myself. And I've seen, like Jeff's very energized, and I've seen it cure Bell's palsy. I've seen it cure myocarditis. My nephew's had some good experiences with it, but I only kind of use it on myself, and I don't have a lot wrong with me, so I don't have a lot that needs healing. I don't kind of use it on other people, though I did fall over up at Jeff's place a couple of weeks ago. I tripped my flip-flop got caught on the concrete, and I kind of body slammed on the concrete, banged my elbow up pretty badly and my leg up pretty badly. And Jeff took me and put me on the Tesla machine, and it stopped the bleeding straight away and healed my arm up really quickly, and I didn't get any bruising on my leg. And I'm actually lucky I didn't break my leg. Like I can still feel it's a little tender, the muscle where I hit. And this is a couple of weeks later. But there was no bruising at all from the Tesla machine, I guess. And it should have been pretty badly bruised, and it wasn't. So, yeah, I have seen good things with it. I have seen good things with it. I'm just uncomfortable promoting anything. You notice I've never had any ads. I've never had any promos or anything on my show. I've never had anything for sale on my website. I never even monetized my YouTube account or my Rumble account or anything. Everything that I've done, I've felt that it's really important that people know that I do what I do because it needs to be done. I don't do it for any type of financial gain. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm not trying to sell you survival foods. Even whether you need all this stuff, there's people that can sell it all to you. Not a problem. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to help people remember who and what they are, and that's been my whole purpose.
A godsend. Yeah, a hero in every sense of the word, honestly. I look up to you. I admire you tremendously. So when will you be here?
Well, I'm going to be in the United States probably next week. Within the next 10 days, I'll be in the United States. I'm not sure how long for, probably a couple of weeks.
I'm going to send you a message. I'm going to see if there's some way that we can work something out to get together again. I'm not going to have you in the United States and not have the opportunity to get together with you if there's anything I can do about it. So I'll get a hold of you this evening after we're done here. All right.
Yeah, sure. Maybe we can catch up.
All right. I appreciate you making the time for us today, Max Egan. Thank you so much. By the way, for all of that very important critical work that you do that people don't have to pay for, where would you tell people that they should go to find more from Max Egan?
Well, you can go to my website, thecrowhouse.com. You'll find links to my BitChute channel and my Rumble channel and my YouTube channel. I'm actually got a strike against my channel, so I can't upload for a week. I've also got, I'm blocked on X at the moment until I think probably around about the 14th of May. I got like a 30-day block on X. I made comments about Hamas rockets and stuff, and they didn't like that. So, but if you go to thecrowhouse.com, BitChute, YouTube, Rumble, Odyssey, X, I'm banned everywhere else. I mean, I'm even banned on LinkedIn, but you can find Max the Crow.
So am I, think.
On X. And yeah, it's crazy. iTunes, mm-hmm. iHeart, SoundCloud, LinkedIn, Facebook, everywhere. It's crazy. Just crazy. But anyway, go to thecrowhouse.com. You'll find a link. So it's an old website, old HTML website with a splash page even. You got to click the face to enter and just go to my BitChute channel or my YouTube channel or my X account. And yeah.
It's crazy that you're still allowed on YouTube. I can't do it. They won't let me over there no matter what. People can be Stu Peters imposters. People can take my content and give commentary on it. They can earn a living. They can monetize it. They can make all kinds of money pretending to be me, and they don't even alter the content. But as soon as they figure out or suspect that it's actually legitimately me, they nuke it. The same thing on Instagram. Exactly the same.
It's crazy stuff. Yeah, I don't know why they've let me back on YouTube. But like I said, I got one strike against my account at the moment, so I couldn't upload my latest show. You also get me on Telegram as well, The Crow House on Telegram.
All right, The Crow House on Telegram, The Crow House on the internet at crowhouse.com. He's blocked on X until May 14th, but give him a follow there because I know he'll come out slinging arrows. Max, thanks a lot for being here. I'll hit you up after the show to see if we can get you into the studio or I can come meet with you or something, but we got to get together for a RUSA at least.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, there he is. Max Egan, make sure that you go to thecrowhouse.com and find more from Max Egan. Always great having you. Thanks again. So we will be back. Frankie Stocks is in the green room. The Base Report is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. The Stu Peters Show continues in about 2 minutes.